Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Tony Pike is online from New Zealand now. The Bostonian, who we followed with great success during the Brisbane Winter Carnival, has arrived in Melbourne last night. Morning to you, Tony.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. How's he done in the little break, the Bostonian?
Yeah, can't fault him, Andrew. He's come back a lot better this spring than he did last. We left him in Brisbane for a month last year. And might have been a bit cold from up there, funnily enough. And he didn't really come up in spring as well as we thought. But he looks fantastic. His work before he went over was super. And we should get a good line after his jump out tomorrow at Flemington.
Okay, so I saw him in there. You're keen to give him just a little jump out before the Moya?
Yeah, look, he hasn't been out of the barriers since he stopped coming out of the gates and the stirred broke. So just like to give a nice little sharpen about out of the gates tomorrow and should have him spot on for Friday.
Okay. Obviously, this Moya, every time I get a text message from a trainer saying who's running in the race, another name goes into it. It's obviously a big group, one at 1,000 metres. It's going to be an extremely strong race.
Yeah, look, obviously, $1 million weight for age race. So it's going to be a strong race, and obviously barrier draws at 1,000 are going to be crucial. So, yes, look, it should be a great race, and obviously we were probably hoping that might have been a little bit lighter the split between Sydney and Melbourne, but, look, it's obviously going to come up a very strong field.
He is very good, though.
Yeah, look, obviously we're in the position we're in these 1-2 weight for age group ones in Australia now, albeit in Queensland, but he's a mature race in Melbourne. These are the sort of races that he's going to have to race in the next couple of seasons.
Yeah, for sure. And just with his work back at home, prior to tomorrow's jump out, which will certainly probably help it with fitness, how is he with fitness?
He's very forward. He had 5 weeks off after Queensland. He's been brought up nice and slowly. He's not a big gross horse, so he doesn't take a huge amount to get rock hard fit. And obviously, his fresh up record is outstanding. So pretty happy with his condition heading into Friday.
And is it a sprinting campaign in Melbourne?
Yeah, look, at this stage, we'll kick off in the Moya, obviously with Scalacci in 2 weeks' time, sort of defining race probably for the leftovers trying to get an Everest run. So it'll be a lucky one out of that race. Obviously, it's the Victorian Racing Club slot. So we'll see how we go. And other than that, he'll probably run through the Manicato and the VRC Sprint Classic.
Okay. If you won the Scalacci, would you be tempted by the Everest?
Of course you would, Andrew. I don't think anybody else, anyone would turn it down for a lottery ticket in a $14 million race. So yep. I'm sure that I'd be very surprised if anyone winning the Scalacci turns it down.
No, I was more just thinking, that would be very hard to do. You couldn't do it. But whether there'd be some trainers that may not just think that they can run well in an Everest, you know?
Oh, exactly. Obviously, there's some people that possibly don't, but I'd say if you could win the Moira or win the Scalacci, then you probably deserve your place in the Everest field.
Yeah, no, you're so right. No, I love him, the Bostonian. He puts himself there, and 9 times out of 10, we're looking forward to it. We'll have a look at the jump out tomorrow, mate, and who'll ride him at the Valley?
Damien Lane rides at the Valley.
Yep, okay. All right, we'll watch out on Friday week. Thanks a lot, Tony.
No worries, Andrew.